Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour on The Score is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And this segment of Spiegel & Parkins is brought to you by Cece's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at Cece's, grab an extra-large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at Cece's. Prices vary. Restrictions do apply.
How'd you like to be a St. Louis Rams fan over the past few years? Watch your franchise bail on you for the greener financial pastures of Los Angeles.
Sunnier pastures.
Yep. See a stadium about to be built that's on its way. It's going to be outrageous. Then they fire Jeff Fisher, get the most exciting young offensive mind head coach.
They might have the best defensive lineman in football. They might have the best running back in football. They might have the best young coach in football.
They have one of the best young quarterbacks in football, and now they're aggressively seizing the opportunity to build what already might be the best secondary in football.
I love
certainly the best cornerback tandem, or one of the best cornerback tandems right now with Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib.
Yeah, I feel comfortable saying it's the best.
Woo!
I think that the Broncos had the best, you know, cornerback tandem and secondary for a while with Talib. Now, Talib's 32, so he's approaching the end of that window, but he was still very good last year, and you know how good I think Marcus Peters is. But
just look at you. The Rams are outrageous, and they're like, they weren't even trying to get better sometimes in St. Louis, and they had crap-ass coaches and bad teams, and now there they are in L.A., darlings of L.A., and deservedly so.
So Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters in the same cornerback coaches meeting room? Like, Aubrey Pleasant is their cornerbacks coach.
Good luck, Aubrey.
Do you think he gets a raise? Do you think he like calls his agent and says I should get a television show out of it? Like, how does this work?
These are volatile personalities, is what Danny's talking about here.
Aqib Talib is a habitual chain snatcher in games. Like he has told some stories about his mother shooting back at his uncle through a door to settle a dispute. Like Aqib Talib. Like he got in fights at KU with against the whole basketball team over a girl on the track team.
He told Michael Crabtree twice that he was going to take his chain and took his chain twice.
That's what I'm saying. And then Marcus Peters, his role model is Marshawn Lynch. Like he throws flags
into the stadium. He leaves the field early.
Yeah, like this is great. This is my kind of team.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Parkins looked up the name of the cornerbacks coach of the
I've had it open the whole
Rams.
Show.
Aubrey Pleasant?
Yeah, I've had the text line, Twitter, and the LA Rams coaching staff open the whole show for whenever we were going to talk about this. Because this guy, he's the most interesting coach in football this year.
Well, here's what I assume, that Wade Phillips will be hanging out in that room a lot.
I would hope.
Like, just swinging by, Aubrey, how you doing?
Everything okay?
You need me today?
Yeah.
I'm available.
I'm a player coach.
Look, Aaron Donald can handle stuff with the defensive line. They're doing their own meetings. I'm here. What can I do for you?
Like, it's fascinating.
But don't they each have reasons to behave? I mean, how many years left on Talib's contract? And by the way, he also previously played for Wade Phillips when Wade was in Denver, and they apparently had a very good relationship.
Well, and their teammates all love them. You can't find Broncos or Chiefs players that say bad words about Aqib Talib or Marcus Peters. It's just that they're crazy.
Yeah, that's why you don't hear them say that. Right, they probably think it.
They maybe whisper it a little bit. But no, even publicly after he left, man. Like you, I mean, Justin Houston, Eric Berry, they all publicly went out of their way to speak very highly of Marcus Peters.
That's 2 years enough. Left on Tlaib's contract.
Okay,
by the
so
way.
2 years left for both of them, right? Because Peters is on year four of a rookie deal where they could pick up the option almost assuredly.
Yeah, Tlaib's 11 this year and 8 next year.
Which is, again, why I thought the Peters trade was so offensive to logic.
I hadn't heard you talk about that or anything Kansas City related for that
matter. Year four on the rookie deal, then the fifth-year option, then the ability to franchise tag him twice. So four years of club control for a turnover machine in his prime.
Why didn't you bring that up when the trade went down?
Oh, I brought it up. I still think every fan base in the NFL should be mad at their team for not besting that offer from the Rams and trading for Marcus Peters. But I digress.
Yes, you did.
Why I think what the Rams are doing is potentially very instructive for the Bears is because Jared Goff took the leap early enough in his rookie contract where they can start taking chances on guys and they can be real, real aggressive. The most valuable thing you can have in the NFL is a franchise quarterback. Really, though? The most valuable thing you could have in the NFL is a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal. And the Rams think they've got a franchise quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yep.
The Eagles think they got a franchise quarterback on the rookie deal. The Seahawks built a Super Bowl team with Russell Wilson on a rookie deal.
And now that Russell Wilson is not on a rookie deal, the Seahawks are crumbling financially, among other ways, having released Richard Sherman today, in addition to everything else that's gone on.
It's much tougher to build a team when you pay a quarterback what the market value for a quarterback is worth, and you're paying, when Kirk Cousins is about to be a $30 million cap hit for a team. And so what Dallas was able to build and spend on their offensive line when they won 12 games, when Dak Prescott was on a rookie deal. So,
and he's still on it now, which is why Dallas should be aggressive, and they will be.
Exactly. Why they were able to franchise tag DeMarcus Lawrence and pay a pass rusher $17 million for one season. Like, you see it around the league. The teams that have good QBs on rookie deals get aggressive. Oakland with Derek Carr, super aggressive in the investment that they made on their offensive line 2 years ago with Rodney Hudson and the like, and they had the second-best offensive line in football.
This is part of why we were screaming for Mitch to play as soon as possible, because you have to start maximizing that financial window.
I always said that was a huge part of the argument.
Absolutely.
It was an economic argument.
And here we are. So yes, it fits in the general sense of the contract terms and also specifically about the Rams. That's our comp. That's the one. Rams and the Eagles. For both those reasons, in terms of quarterback year two, brand new coach, here you go, bing, bang, boom, what you got? Even though the Eagles had Peterson for longer than that. But Rams and McVay is your dream for Trubisky and Nagy. So next offseason, you dream of adding on to what they do this offseason.
Exactly. And that's why also, don't use all your cap space this year, Ryan Pace.
Don't screw yourself so you can't do more next year.
Get Trubisky the wide receiver weapon for him to grow with. I'm not saying don't spend any of the money. I'm not saying don't be active. Like, I think that they'll be in the running of setting the market for Allen Robinson. Uh-huh. But having the ability to, like, okay, if Trubisky under Nagy really does take a leap forward this year, just through coaching and experience and all of that, then it's okay. Now we're ready to cook. And now the Eagles and the Rams are not perfect comps, because before last year when Carson Wentz took the leap, the Eagles were a 7-win team, so they were ahead of the Bears.
Right, and the Rams had a ton of defensive talent, which they've now augmented and swapped out a little bit. I was surprised to see Alec Ogletree go, by the way.
They've had to make choices.
Yeah.
You know, they franchise tagged
LaMarcus Joyner.
Yeah, the safety. So now they've got their secondary. They've got Aaron Donald for the pass rush. Like, that's the thing. Like, the Bears have Jordan Howard and Akeem Hicks, which is nice. The Rams have Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald, which is arguably, like I said, two best players at their respective positions. They're at least in the conversation for it. So the Bears are not as talented as the Rams or the Eagles were when it was when their quarterback made that year two leap. But Ryan Pace can hit on a few of these guys and Trubisky can make the leap, you could be looking at next offseason the Bears being able to say, we'll take on a guy with a character question. Oh, this guy got cut because of a cap casualty? He's 31? Like, let's go. Like, the Eagles just went out and got
Michael Bennett.
And they're in their window right now.
Sure, so why not go ahead and do that?
Yeah, we'll add $6 million in cap space for a 32-year-old DN because he makes us 1 or 2% better.
All the Eagles had to do was give up a 7th or a fifth for a seventh, right?
I think so.
To get, in addition to a player, a wide receiver that was not really someone of consequence. To the point about maybe next year is the year you do that kind of thing with a free agent, I don't think the Bears and Richard Sherman makes a whole lot of sense right now.
How old is Sherman?
33
or 32. That's older than I would have guessed.
And he's been, maybe he's not quite that. I know he's in his 30s. And he's coming off the torn ACL Achilles tendon, completely ruptured Achilles tendon on a Thursday night. So we don't know exactly where he's going to be by the time training camp comes around. Who knows if he can even play?
He turns 30 3 weeks from today.
Okay, so he'll be in his 30s.
He'll be in his 30s for this football season, like you said, coming off the Achilles injury.
And Ryan Pace has a great track record with guys that have character problems. I mean, look at Ray McDonald.
No, but to me, that is a totally different thing than what I'm talking about here.
I know.
Campy. You're just sideswiping the conversation, I think, intentionally. Those characters, I'm not even talking about those character things. Like, people, clearly, whether it's the protest or the attitude or throwing the flag or whatever. I mean, listen, Marcus Peters has legitimate questions. The guy got suspended by his coach last season, right? So, I mean, I'm not going to be able to sit here and say that the guy is perfect, but he doesn't have legal trouble issues or anything like that. It's it's that football character stuff that these guys love talking about so much.
All right, so Sherman turning 30, not 33. So he's a ways from that, but it's still
– big injury.
How do you even decide what to pay Richard Sherman right now where he is off the Achilles – rupture? I just saw a quote from him where he said that Seattle's going to let him test the free agent market and then maybe come back to them, but I don't know that he will, as they're in subtraction mode in terms of the Legion of Boom in quite a big way.
Yeah, they're going to look very, very different. That locker room is going to be very, very different with Bennett and Sherman gone. I think I let someone else pay Richard Sherman.
If you're Seattle or
if I'm anybody, and certainly if I'm the Bears. You know what I mean? Like, if you think you're one player away, you know, maybe you go out and you get him. And I don't know. Like you said, though, I have no idea what he'll command. Like, is he going to still command $14, $15 million a year?
I'd be shocked.
On a contract?
I'd be shocked.
I don't know.
I mean.
So Kyle Fuller's going to sign a bigger contract than Richard Sherman because he's 5 years younger? I mean, I guess he's not that good. Like, Sherman's a better player when healthy, obviously.
Obviously.
Sherman, Kyle Fuller.
Sherman tweeted out his own stats. Did you see that this morning?
No, I don't
follow. He tweeted out his own stats in terms of quarterback rating when thrown at a specific corner. He's number one since 2011, and there was another stat that he put out there that he's number one. I think it's passes broken up, number one since 2011.
You know, I should probably couch the cornerback tandem thing too, by the way. People are pointing on the
Ramsey
line.
And Bouye,
yeah,
in
Ramsey
Jacksonville.
And Bouye. Yeah, you're right. You're right. 1 year of sample for them, but Tlaib and Peters have, I mean, those guys have been Pro Bowlers and All Pros for the last, Tlaib for like, I mean, how many consecutive years has Tlaib been? Quite a few. And Peters is All Pro and two Pro Bowls in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. So bigger sample for the guys in LA. But yeah, last year Ramsey and Bouye was the best in the NFL.
And yeah, it's interesting in terms of, all right, so big off season and then another big off season. And in between, obviously a big season for the Bears as they build next year's free agent wide receiver crop. Appreciably better than this year's free agent wide receiver crop? I haven't looked yet.
I don't know the answer to that, but what I do know is that wouldn't, so much of Trubisky's development needs to come from talent around him, that even if that's true, you can't not invest in the position this year.
No, but you
need something.
They're going to.
Yeah.
They need something, but maybe they don't. If they don't go for two, I've been saying go get two wide receivers. Maybe it'll be one. Maybe it'll be Albert Wilson, in the slot and to play otherwise, and they'll draft somebody and then let Cam Meredith and other guys potentially stick around.
Well, so hold on a second. The next year...
Odell Beckham only has 1 year, that class.
Well, Mike Evans was in that draft, too.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, those guys are...
Might get extended
Odell
by
Beckham's
their own
not
team.
Leaving. Like, you can't count. Those are franchise tag players. Like, you're not... You can't count on that. Like, if you've got guys like that on other teams that you're holding out hope for the Bears, that almost never happens.
Yeah, that was the rookie class that screwed the expectations of what everybody thought of a rookie receiver.
Exactly.
Oh, so that's Kelvin Benjamin then, too. Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure was that Cooks in there too. Yeah,
Brandon Cooks at the end of the first round.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, so I basically if I'm Ryan Pace, you're hoping that obviously Trubisky develops by himself. Nagy schemes stuff open that just he gets better by coaching. He gets easier throws and all that. But Sam Bradford's the one that always stuck with me. The Rams had spent all of that money in the old rookie wage scale, and the only thing that they ever did to really invest in their offense was Tavon Austin, like a couple of years, like years and years later, and they never surrounded him with anything. It's like, you can't do that. So whatever's available this year, whether it's the draft or Albert Wilson as a second-tier free agent or Allen Robinson as a top-tier free agent, like, you've got to give him at least one weapon in his prime that he can develop with and grow, right? Mm-hmm. If you signed Allen Robinson to a five-year deal, him and Trubisky, in theory, are playing together for the next 4 or 5 years.
Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson will both be unrestricted free agents next year, along with Golden Tate and Mike Evans, as mentioned, Odell Beckham, Brandon Cooks, Kelvin Benjamin, Devin Funchess. There's a bunch of guys in that. But it's not like the NBA where you're planning and plotting for a specific free agent class.
Yeah, and those teams still have the franchise tag, right? I'd be floored if Odell Beckham hit the open market. And he's coming off injury. And same thing with Mike Evans. I mean, Brandon Cooks, maybe. And I think Brandon Cooks is awesome. But like, you don't not spend money on a free agent this year because Brandon Cooks might become available for you to bid on next year. It's just what I'm talking about is maximizing the rookie contract window for the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And that's why this year it's the leap. It's Nagy and Trubisky taking the leap together where you feel like you can really start to spend on veteran ready-made talent next year. To me, that's what you're going for.
So is Fuller likely to come back for the Bears? Amukamara less likely? But
I still would be interested.
You'd be interested in bringing them both back?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll draft a corner. It's a good year in the draft for corners, not just at the number eight spot where you've got Ward and Joshua Jackson, but there's other guys, second round, third round guys, supposedly a good year for that. I think, was Fangio at Stanford when Sherman was?
I have no idea.
A decade ago?
I don't know if they crossed there. I mean, to me, the Sherman situation is just, I don't know what, like you said, he's a complicated guy to figure out what he's going to get money-wise. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if he's thinking...
He might have to play on a one-year prove-it in terms of health.
Yeah, but then that's not the Bears.
No.
They
did it with Amukamara.
Yeah, but for like $8 million. I would think it'd be more than that for Richard Sherman, I would think. He's a much better player. And... You're right. They did it with Amukamara, but just if I'm Richard Sherman and I'm playing on a 1 year deal, I'm thinking I've got at least 10 teams that are suitors for me, and I'd be surprised if he picked the Bears. Like, why would he play in Chicago on a 1 year deal?
From a couple hours ago, Moon Mullen at NBC Sports Chicago, the Bears are among teams expected to be in the mix for connection with Richard Sherman. Sherman played his final season for the Stanford Cardinal under current Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. So there is a connect there.
Yeah.
For at least the 1 year.
I'll be very surprised if that one actually, I mean, kick the tires on everybody. That's what they do. But I will be very surprised if they feel like the timeline there winds up, especially if all of those teams are going to be into it. He's going to be looking for a multi-year deal at 30 years old coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's time to spend money on players in that age range for the Bears. Next year or the year after, once Trubisky's shown that it's worth
it. If it's multi-years.
Absolutely.
But if he ends up needing to sign a one-year prove-it deal because of health, and you've got the cap space to do it, and it's just a one-year deal, so you can decide what to do again then next year?
Yeah.
And I could see it being a fit. So we'll have to see how the market comes back, but I'm not going to rule it out.
You don't rule out anything. But again, why if it's a one-year deal, why wouldn't Sherman go to a team that's more ready to win? Like, there's guys... I mean, obviously, if the Bears could blow them out of the water financially, but he's made a ton of money in his career. Like, I would think if he was playing on a one-year prove-it deal...
He's going to go somewhere with a shot.
I would think, and the Bears have no shot to win big next year. That would be my guess on the situation. I would think the Bears and Sherman fit if it's a multi-year deal from Sherman's perspective, not necessarily from the Bears. A lot more to do ahead of Bernstein and Goff at 1 o'clock. It's Spiegel and Parkinson on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome back. Spiegel and Parkins on The Score, sponsored by CC's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CC's, grab an extra-large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at CC's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. Shot at $1,000 coming up at 12:45. We'll talk to Bernstein and Goff at 1. Tiger Woods is done with his day.
How'd he shoot?
3 under today. He gave one back. He was in the lead by himself at 5 under for a minute. He finishes at 4 under par through two rounds, through 36 holes. And everyone else who is at 4 under par is also in the clubhouse. Corey Connors shot a 4 under yesterday and has yet to tee off today. So likely will not be in first place heading into round three in the weekend, but Tiger Woods looking pretty good heading into the weekend.
I saw your boy Nick Wright tweet that Tiger Woods leading a tournament on a Friday at noon was the biggest moment in sports since LeBron blocked Andre Iguodala in game 7 of the finals.
Yeah.
Two years ago?
Tiger's probably Nick. Yeah, two finals ago. Yeah. I gave him a little bit of crap for that.
And you did?
Yeah, I sent him a gif of the Cubs winning the World Series.
That was a big moment.
I thought that might have been a little bit more exciting. Yeah, no, his second favorite athlete's Tiger. He's a big Tiger guy. So, yeah, he's definitely excited about it. He'll be glued, locked in this weekend.
The
Valspar Championship.
Yeah. That's
from the promo.
Is that Chris Carter or Nick Wright?
That's Chris Carter.
Saying, what up, dog?
Yeah.
Nick Wright?
To Nick as they walk into the building.
Walk over. A guy who appears on that show frequently, Doug Gottlieb, is going to join us on Monday to talk about the NCAA tournament selection and the bracket as it stands Sunday night.
What do you think the ratings would be for Tiger in contention on Sunday at the Masters?
Very, very good. Extremely good. I don't know. I can't give you an actual number on
that. No, I just wonder how far back they would need to go for golf. You know, like Tiger U.S. Open broken leg. You know what I mean? Like one of the last great Tiger moments that we had. Like I wonder how far back into the Tiger annals we'd have to go for them to, because it would be.
Yeah. Let's go bigger. Let's go bigger because Mickelson just won a tournament, right?
Oh, Tiger and Phil in the final group on Sunday
how
at Augusta?
About that? Yeah.
I mean, start throwing things at me of, like, what could be going on in my life that would make me, like, miss that 18 holes of golf. I mean, go ahead.
Well, not sex with your wife. We know that would be something you get out of the way earlier
before
in the
or
day.
After. Yeah, that'd be fine.
How about having your showmates over for, like, lunch or brunch or anything, kicking us out?
If you guys want to watch the golf, yeah, I'd watch with people. But no, I mean, I'm thinking, like, a cousin's funeral. You know what I mean? Like,
so the category is things Danny Parkins would blow off to watch Tiger and Phil or Tiger?
Yeah, Tiger and Phil final group leading Sunday at Augusta. Yeah. I mean, immediate family member.
Uh-huh.
That obviously would take precedent.
Wood Harris is hosting an open reading of the oral history of the Wire book followed by a personal Q&A.
Do I get to host it? Or
no.
Am I just in the audience?
You're just in the audience.
Nah, that'll stream online. I could watch that. I could watch that back. That's a good one, though.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Would you trade a helicopter for...
Yeah. With cash considerations and Rick Camp. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not.
Let's see.
That would be such a cool thing to see in sports. We love a good comeback story.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's coming back from potential performance-enhancing drugs and serial adultery and a bunch of back surgeries.
Megan Fox agrees to dress up as April O'Neil and brings some turtle pals
and
to Sky Zone, the trampoline jumping facility.
Okay.
And you get to go hang out. I don't know. I'm just kidding. random place.
I was going
to
say, land this plane.
Yeah. I don't think I can land this plane.
I don't think you can.
You get to go trampolining for an hour with Megan Fox, dressed as April O'Neil.
Just the two of us?
Yes.
Just the two of us. Steph's okay with it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got to go Tiger. You gotta go Tiger. 1 hour can't ruin anything else.
Is there anybody that you would trampoline with for 1 hour? Just trampolining again.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
What's that? You can't do it in terms of rattling off names on the list?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's exactly what. Right.
Too long of a list.
that too. Yeah, man, that'd be sweet.
Anybody else want to get in on this? Things that Danny Parkins would do or would not do?
I think you nailed it with the Wood Harris. I think you're not going to top that one.
The thing is, I don't know any other interests that he has.
Like, what if it was David Simon?
What if you could watch lots of sports?
and then talk about them.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you could watch sports on TV instead?
What if
wait
was
a minute.
David Simon and not Wood Harris?
I would prefer David Simon. That's true.
What if you could resurrect your father? Have you thought about that?
Too soon, Jay. Too soon. Yeah, all right, yeah, you guys have hit it. I mean, maybe gambling session in Vegas with Jordan and Barkley.
Okay.
I'd choose that.
You would choose that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
How about a poker table with Phil Ivey and Daniel Negreanu and others?
I'd choose that.
Right?
Yeah, I'd choose that. I would choose that. I mean, come on.
You could have the Masters on.
It'd be on in the poker room. Sure. Like, we'd be gambling on it. Be great. We'd be just doing side bets together.
If you can find Michael Jordan, you can gamble with him. Like, he's just looking for, like, bet on anything. Like, the Vegas vacation, how many numbers am I holding up?
Right, absolutely.
He'll engage you in a card game at a picnic if you want.
All right.
Well, finding Michael Jordan, I guess, is the problem, then.
Okay.
I would check the restaurants.
How about this? It's inspired by a text. Your wife has what appears to be a fairly minor allergic reaction to something, but it does require a hospital visit, requires an ER visit. But you're pretty sure she's going to be okay.
Right. It's just a rash.
No. There's like her breathing is affected, too.
Oh.
She's a little bit of swelling. She's a little bit breathing light. But she says, no, really, I think I'll be okay. You can stay here and watch. She even says it. But you know she doesn't mean it.
Huh.
Mild allergic reaction.
Well, if she says I can stay.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Then I have no regard for your life.
Yeah. Steve Smith. If she says I could stay,
all right, well, let me pull that back. Pull that part back.
I go.
Mild allergic reaction.
My wife in the hospital, I go. I'm confident in that. Come on, Tiger and Phil in the Masters on a Sunday in 2018. With like Spieth two back, making a charge. Oh, that'd be great.
Man, if only you could record things like that and then watch them after the fact.
Seriously.
No. You got to watch that live.
What if you couldn't use Twitter? Also for it. You're not allowed to use Twitter.
This is hell.
I know. This is getting really problematic.
What are you discussing? That sounds terrible.
So what time are you showing up for soundcheck later on today?
Don't tease me. I'll be there tonight. I am available.
Just, I'll bring the recording.
Yeah!
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put that on my phone as a file, and when we get to that point and won't get fooled again tonight, I'll just play that instead of actually doing the scream myself.
If you want the crowd to love you, you'll give them what they want. Isn't it like one of the first like things of performing? Give the people what they want?
Sure.
Yeah. Safe, right? Made it up right now. Seems like a good adage. Seems like a good rule. By the way, did you read the Steve Francis Players Tribune piece?
Unbelievable.
I keep seeing it being shared on social media. I finally got to it this morning.
No, I mean, I knew some of the stories. I knew that he had, how he ended up at San Jacinto Junior College, and that turned things around. But my God, the detail in there about a guy who was selling bags of crack on the corner in Tacoma Park, Maryland. And literally 4 years later, he's a Terp. He's a Maryland Terrapin on campus and ends up being the number two pick in the draft. Just incredible stuff.
It was insane. And we talk about this all the time. I love the biographical side of these guys, but like you think about Steve Francis, right? And what most fans knew about him was talented, undersized, didn't live up to his potential, bounced around to a bunch of different teams, some character questions, forced his way out of Vancouver before the draft, all that stuff.
Which he apologizes for, essentially. He says, yeah, it's too
bad. But not really.
Not really. He then pulls it back.
But what I loved about the piece was it painted a picture of not excusing some of the bad stuff that's happened in Steve Francis's life in the past or anything like that, but like, I feel like there's a lot of empathy that could be had there. Six different high schools, living in a house with 18 different people. His mom has a job. His stepdad has a job. There's not a ton of adult supervision in the house. He's hiding the fact that he's dealing drugs from his older brothers and his mom, who are doing everything they can to keep him out of the life. His dad was in prison. He gets into the NBA. He finally has a little bit of money in his name. And then all of a sudden, he starts getting debt collector calls because his parents had taken out credit in his name when he was like 9 years old.
Starting when he was nine, and he had to pay all. They're like, oh, you got money now. That's a very common story.
Well, so like,
that part of it. And I had empathy about that part of it. That's for sure.
I said empathy with so much of it, being surrounded by the drug culture, his dad being in prison, living in a house with that many different people. He said he played 2 high school basketball games his entire career. Think about that. 2. So he goes the junior college route, but he wasn't going to high school. He was dealing drugs. He had no money. He was all of his basketball was like self-taught and through pickup games and all of that. And so like you just think of like some people would say Steve Francis didn't live up to his expectations, or a fall from grace and all that.
A bust.
Or a bust, even. But from where he came from, oh my God, what a ride. And talk about not having the foundation for sustained success and how to deal with all of that.
Not at all.
It's pretty remarkable.
And didn't have any sort of decent support system at all, but also didn't take full control of life and finances in a way that would help himself to the extent that he needed to. I mean, so yeah, it's one of those stories that has the mixed bag. There is obviously room for empathy in there, but there's also like, man, got dragged down along the way and didn't quite fight it off as much as he could. But I mean, those stories are, it's always mixed for me. It's always both kind of things for me. How about the
mixed with like empathy and
a loss of self-control, a loss of strength and inability to work on the addiction as much as you want to, you know? It's frankly always a mixed bag for me in terms of how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, and there's complications and multitudes to it all, but I mean, the guy turned to drinking after his career's over. Basketball had been his whole life. There's all of these drugs all around him.
Yep.
And his mom dies and his stepdad commits suicide. And then he turns to drinking. And again, he doesn't have the...
He doesn't have anybody.
He doesn't have a formal education. He doesn't have the background. He doesn't have the financial wherewithal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that is an unbelievable upbringing. Outside the Chinese store answering payphones for drug dealers when he's 10 years old.
Absolutely.
Like that, so that is an incredible, incredible story. Probably the best piece I've seen on the Players Tribune, and there have been some good ones, but that was an unbelievable story.
How about the anecdote, by the way, that when he got to junior college, he played against another junior college that had Sean Marion on the team, and he absolutely destroyed Sean Marion. He says Sean Marion has the VHS tape somewhere,
but he
won't put it out. And he stops in the middle of the story and writes in all caps, "Release the tape, Sean! Release the tape!" He wants to watch himself in junior college beat the crap out of Sean Marion.
Some of the things that you guys have skipped in the name of sports makes me feel like a pretty good person. We'll talk about it coming up on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It is time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is mood, M-O-O-D. Text mood to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is mood to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We always see people, by the way, texting the word to our text line. No. 72881 is the cash contest text line.
It's like when we give out the contest line as a potential prize winner.
People always call the scores line.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every
time. You got it programmed in your phone and you just call it and it happens.
Yeah.
I understand.
Jay Zawoski, do you answer the phone when that happens? Or do you just kind of let them live there?
I usually just say we already have a winner because it just keeps coming and coming and coming and you need to get rid of them quickly.
Rather than explaining the whole process and having them write down the other number.
Rick likes to berate them.
I don't berate. I just say wrong line and
you
hang up.
Call the wrong number, dumbass.
Those are our customers, Campy. You
seriously
can't be doing that.
You can't do that. That's why Campy's not on the phone.
That's right. You can do it off to the side.
He's got to be closer to a microphone so he can get in those dynamite drop-ins.
Depending on my mood, I'll explain it sometimes, but... usually I don't have time for it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And how many there are. If there's 100 people calling the call-in line and you're trying to screen the call, you can't do that.
Did I win? Do you guys, my favorite is when we do it, like, caller two wins a contest, yeah. And a half hour later, yeah, I'm calling about the Cub season tickets.
He got
it. Win?
He nailed it.
Yeah, man, you won. You're caller two.
You know, they might be listening in a delay somehow. No, they can't be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's no justification.
I got nothing. I got nothing there.
Pro tip, though, there are only four contest lines. So it goes through the second cycle. So if you're trying to time it out, you might want to wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little tip from me to you on a Friday.
Before we get out of here, Campy, you got the original exchange from
the
Grobber last night? Yeah, we should probably play that again. Yeah, go ahead.
312-644-6767. We go out to Bridgeport on the near south side. Hello, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, Les. I'm going to wind down and
69, a fine year. Not a single team did well. The Cubs didn't make the playoffs, neither did the Bulls.
My wife.
The Bears were 1-13.
My wife. Oh, God.
So what else going on?
My wife.
Yeah. 312-644-6767.
Oh, I have a new favorite
and
part every time.
We get to this time of the week, there's still going to be a couple of morons out there.
Yeah, just a couple of them. Guilty as charged.
Yes, of course.
Couple of morons, you're available. Boy, he's right. Those Bears sucked in 1969.
Oh, yeah? You're fact-checking
him? Yeah, I am. I mean, you don't usually need to on the Grobber. He was right, but boy... Woof, they were a bad, bad team.
69.
Nine.
We are children. Mm-hmm. Talking about things that I would miss, caliber or the level of event it would take for me to miss Tiger and Phil together to back nine at Augusta. Texter wrote in, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. It was Thanksgiving. My wife was having a gallbladder attack, and she told me that I could stay and watch the Cowboys, but I knew that I shouldn't, but I did, and I will never live that down. Gallbladder attack sounds terrible. I can't believe that you're still married. And then this texter doing something that I also did, not something that I missed necessarily, but I got my wife to agree to a wedding date August 11th that would not pose potential conflicts over the years.
Uh-huh.
That is a veteran move. That's why I did March 4th before the tournament,
uh-huh.
Before opening day, after the Super Bowl, after football. That was a huge. I mean, that was. One of the only things at the wedding that I had a strong opinion on was it could not conflict with sports. What about you?
Well done.
Yeah. You're not really factoring. You're after opening day.
I'm after opening day.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're not
I
in
should
football
be fine.
Season.
Yeah. Well, through the years, Danny, I mean, you know.
You've had a football wedding. You've had a baseball wedding.
Count them. Let's see.
NBA finals.
There's this
wedding.
One. There's that one.
Did you ever have a fall wedding?
I diagrammed these up for you. No, I never did that.
See?
Yeah. Have you had a friend do the destination wedding thing where you have to pay like $1,000 or $1,200
yeah.
to take your significant other down there
yeah.
for it?
I've had a friend who had a wedding at Park City. I've had a friend who had a wedding in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had some destination weddings.
Do they offer to help pay for that or help
no.
do anything? No, you just got to come up with it and make it happen.
Yeah, but then you know, it's expensive. They hopefully invite fewer people to those weddings, so it's like in a closer circle necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that there's an expectation that gifts for a destination wedding either
like, do not exist.
Don't exist, yeah, or are much, much smaller. Like, my presence is your presence.
That's right.
Which is a line I used throughout high school for my family.
As well as this $25 Amazon gift card. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Why? Is that something that's happening for you right now?
No, not right now, but I remember it happened once. It happened in my 20s, and I was like, I don't know how I can afford to get there, and struggled and found a way, and I resented it just a little bit, but then had a great time once you get there.
My wife.
Yeah.
To find someone's wife.
Yeah, exactly. I love this text. Are you guys ever going to pay off the Theo Epstein,
yeah.
Tommy LaStella tease that you dropped? See, it came up earlier in the show, but then I think you brought it up again as we went to break at one point, because LaStella and Theo and Jed have this big thing going, the prank
off.
Well,
you said that there was the bouncy ball, but I didn't think that you had said, so you put the bouncy house in Theo Epstein's spot.
Theo and Jed have the two spots near the facility, and LaStella set up or like paid somebody.
He's been parking his car there. Yeah.
He's been parking his car there, and they made him dress up like a front office guy and take infield practice the other day. And then this morning, Theo went out there, and there was a giant inflatable bounce house in his spot.
Yeah, and then so Theo was asked about it because it was LaStella who set it up, and he's like, I don't know why he chose that. He's not tall enough to jump in it. But then again, neither is Jed.
So he sideswiped Jed.
Yeah, so all of a sudden,
no
Jed
reason.
Oyers.
Yeah.
Jed thought they were on the same team with Theo against LaStella.
Now we got trouble.
Yeah, now it's just this triangle of fighting and pranking going on there. Yeah, so probably not worth the hour and a half to pay off that tease, but these sort of things happen. You guys excited for the dinner tomorrow night? You guys excited to all get together again?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We're always excited about dinner, Danny.
Okay.
Especially when it's the famous combo of lasagna and pulled pork.
And again, it was supposed to be either.
And
but
macaroni
Christine
and cheese.
Is a vegetarian.
We got mac and cheese in there. And I assume you're going to bring some of the free pastries that came your way, Jay?
I put aside the cheese coffee cake, so that's coming tomorrow, too.
That's nice.
That's my contribution.
It's going to be a weird menu.
I was looking in the back of the studio, and this pastry screamed, you. Here you go. It is going to be a weird menu, and I got to do a M&M roulette as well.
Yeah,
will Rick Camp take part in M&M roulette, knowing full well that the peanut butter ones will be in there?
Yeah, probably.
Stay tuned Monday.
The oblong ones can kiss my ass, though. That's for sure.
Our look ahead promo for Monday, entering the last segment.
Will
of
Rick
Molly
Camp
and Haley.
Eat peanut butter M&Ms?
Did Rick Camp have peanut butter over the weekend?
That's, you know, also who's Loyola playing in the tournament?
Feel the madness. Find our energy.
We got Cubs Sox, right? Cubs Sox this weekend. Lucas Giolito against Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah, the promo says for spring training bragging rights.
That's awesome.
Diaz just pumped his fist. Did you write that one, Ray? Or are you just excited about the bragging rights? Either one.
Ray's a Sox
Diaz,
fan.
Diaz, is it? Diaz!
Oh, okay, so this is his World
It's like
series.
When we were there, and they... who was the pinch runner they saved for the ninth inning?
Adam Engel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two outs.
Gotta win the spring training game.
Two outs of the ninth, and Renteria is pinch running Adam Engel. Apparently, Renteria, who was on with Mullin Hanley this morning, with David Haw sitting in, referred to Ryan Cordell... They're one of their young position guys who's had a nice spring, called him Rhino like three different times.
Mm.
And some angry Cub fans were texting as we sat down to do our jobs, like, how can he call a guy Rhino? And why didn't Hanley yell at him about it? You don't just get Rhino when your name is Ryan. My God.
Tremendous disrespect.
I know.
These are the things that make people angry.
These are our people.
I get it.
And these are the emotions that we help to either channel or appease, as the case may be.
This entirely productive segment was brought to you by CeCe's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CeCe's, grab an extra large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just five and change. Only at CeCe's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply. We'll talk to Bernstein and Goff next on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.